بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The sublime conduct of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as death are concerned. Sayyidun Abdullah al-Makhzumi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the occasion of the battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a loan of 40,000 and when paying the debt, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the following dua for the creditor, Barakallahu fi ahlika wa malik. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless you in your wealth and in your family. Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once received a guest and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Rafi to get food or some money from somewhere as there was nothing at home. He went to a Yahud and said to him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was expecting a visitor and there was nothing to offer him. He asked the Yahud to sell some goods to him on credit or give a loan which would be settled by the end of the month of Rajab. The Yahud took an oath that he would neither sell on credit nor did he agree to make any arrangements till Rajab unless something was kept as surety. Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he went to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the condition of the Yahud, whereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the oath of Allah, I am regarded as trustworthy by those in the heavens and those on earth. Had he given anything on credit, I would have surely paid the debt in due time. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Abu Rafi to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's armor as surety. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took loans in times of necessity, hence in necessity it would be permissible to do the same if one is unfortunately in similar circumstances. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.